Podcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the city of innovation, education, and of course, Fenway Park, this is TI Clergy Corner, bringing you timely, insightful, and impactful sermons from Temple Israel of Boston. In this episode, we'll hear Rabbi Elaine Zucker's Shabbat Awakenings, a reflection as we make our way toward Shabbat entitled Positive Sacred Obligations.
I spoke to my brother Stephen, who lives in Jerusalem with his wife Susan. We could not talk long because he had to get to his shul. It was his turn to assist at dinner for the displaced Israelis who had to move from their homes for security reasons. Synagogues in Israel have taken up the responsibility to help feed some of the 200,000 people who have had to flee from border communities because of the threat of rockets or worse. In our conversation, he recounted to me multiple examples of how Israelis have stepped up to help and take care of each other. Yesterday, I learned that there are a cadre of those in Israel to assist people to write eulogies because the burden has become too heavy to do it alone. Maimonides, in his Mishneh Torah, The Laws of Mourning, 14:1, states, "It is a positive commandment in rabbinic law to comfort the mourners, escort the dead, and to involve oneself in all burial needs, to eulogize, dig, and bury." The people of Israel have spent the last month steeped in these mitzvot. Something else has also been happening. The other positive mitzvot delineated by Maimonides have occurred, like to bring cheer to the wedding couple, to assist them in whatever they need, for these are acts of kindness that have no quantified limit. Maimonides goes on to say that these precepts, though of rabbinic origin, are implied in the verse from Leviticus, "Love your neighbor as yourself." In times of war and trauma, when the lives of those taken hostage are uncertain, when bodies of those murdered by Hamas terrorists are still being found, when soldiers are in the midst of fighting, and when thousands of innocent Palestinians are in harm's way and others have turned into casualties, it may seem that the topic of kindness and loving your neighbor as yourself rings hollow in a contradictory dissonance. Yet Maimonides knew, both as a physician and philosopher, that in the face of evil and destruction of people's lives, the need to build again through human interaction and deed carries humanity out of the depth of despair. There are many in Israel who are finding inspiration and hope from the end of the poem by Yehuda Amichai entitled Taurus. "Once I sat on the steps by a gate at David's tower. I placed my two heavy baskets at my side. A group of tourists was standing around their guide, and I became their target marker. You see that man with the baskets? Just right of his head, there's an arch from the Roman period. Just right of his head. But he's moving," I said to myself. "Redemption will come only if their guide tells them. You see that arch from the Roman period? It's not important. But next to it, left and down a bit, there sits a man who's brought fruit and vegetables for his family."
This has been a Temple Israel of Boston production. Join us next time for another episode of TI Clergy Corner.